This is Will.
This is Dave.
This is Joanna.
This is Duncan.
Yanni's here.
This is Caitlin.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Let's start with beginning of session moves and, I guess, highlighting first.
Highlights.
Yes.
So who starts highlighting?
Let's start with Grace again. That worked out great last time.
Man.
Oh.
Caitlin, what do you want?
How about...
Now she's fleeing.
Yeah.
From a one-legged monster. Which didn't start off with one leg.
Go hard.
Terrifying.
Hard?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
This is going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Wait, you're fleeing from a monster?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't seen Grace be hard. That's actually kind of fun.
I'm going to go with... Cool. Hard and cool. You're going to be a badass today.
You're going to be the dice bucket.
You're going to be a battle babe today.
Yeah.
That's the thing that could have happened.
Dices. All right. Man.
It didn't.
That would be once more a three-way between Susan, Grace, and Mr. Silver.
Susan, Grace, and Mr. Silver.
That's a terrifying three-way.
Oh my.
But I could set it up.
Yeah.
It's not going totally to be Grace, because Grace was a total bitch to me last time.
Whoa.
That's me talking, not man.
I mean, that
makes it better, right?
This is between me and Grace.
Not on an impersonal level.
You need to learn to separate a little bit. Go down with some of that bleed. Somebody took my dice.
Were they
Duncan?
You can have them.
I took them so they wouldn't go to that bitch.
Red ones with numbers. The black ones with numbers if you want.
You know what? I think it's going to be Mr. Silver. Mr. Silver, I trust. So, Duncan.
What?
Mr. Seal.
Oh, I'm highlighting you?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a bunch of noise right now.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I suppose... Leave the polyhedrals out if you would. I'll stick them back in it.
Trust you, sir.
I mean, don't worry about separating them.
No, I got
them. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Let's see you... It's going to be hard. Sure.
Hard? I'm good at being hard. I'm rock hard.
It's like a thing you do.
You know, man, I think that it would be really good for you to explore this new side of you. I'm going to go with weird.
All right.
Ooh, yeah.
Exploring myself. Learning new things about the inside of man.
Mr. Seal.
Lively.
Yes.
Joanna. What should I be?
You just put this in there.
Let's do hard. For reasons.
I'm gonna go with hot. Because I feel sorry for you.
Just
lively.
Lively. Silver knows the most about me.
Are you sure it isn't Susan? Because that would look really good.
It would be amazing, but that's not true. God. Susan knows me.
Susan, you know what to do.
Too much.
Do I?
I was sharp and cool last time, in case that's useful information.
Well, I don't know. Let's see you be weird some more.
Oh, well, Lord. Yeah. Win all the rolls.
I think you're going to need to be sharp today.
All right. Sharpie, sharp, 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 sharp.
Suzanne.
Caitlin, what should I do? Please,
well,
not hot, other than that.
Well, Mr. Susan, I think.
Mr. Susan.
Nice.
I
was hard and weird last time.
How about sharp?
Okay.
Sharp. I hear you're storming a place, so you're going to need to be hard.
Okay. Hard and sharp seems good. Also worth mentioning... My beginning of session move puts me at 11 o'clock on the food countdown.
Well, luckily, you're probably going to be completing a mission fairly soon.
Maybe. Food might not be what I take, though.
Well, maybe you won't have a problem with supplies if everything goes well.
We'll see.
I hear you've got a beginning of session move.
Threshold, baby. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Time. All right. Well, this is going to be terrible.
Okay.
Let's see.
Got an NPC chasing you, and you're going to be like, and I've got, like, plus 7 safe. Guns in people's hands explode.
That's not how that works.
DM feels bad about trying to kill you.
Collapses in a crying.
That would be an awesome
pile.
Move.
Have
like,
to give you $5.
Like 10 plus, the DM feels bad.
3 safety moves with me.
Yeah.
I don't go anywhere I'm going to be. I certainly couldn't have set up a threshold in my place.
Tell me the story again. I apologize for
which
this.
Which means I'm rolling a hard minus 4 today.
So what happens when an NPC levels a gun at you?
I roll plus threshold.
Okay.
And on a 10 plus, the NPC reconsiders and finds a nonviolent way to express their impulse.
I see.
On a 7 to 9, the NPC telegraphs their intention and all present have time to act before they carry through.
I see.
On a miss, the NPC is free to act however they so desire.
You okay. Seems cool. Well, let us start with the... Okay.
Have moonlighting.
Yeah,
sorry.
Moonlighting.
Does
that's
moonlighting
right.
Still
yeah.
count?
Yeah, let's do some... Light some moons.
So...
What are you trying to do before you roll?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking...
Got some killings?
Yeah.
You can do some killings?
I want to do murders.
Do murders!
I'm going to do some murders.
Do some murders.
Alright.
What a great move.
Did you do
that's a 7!
7.
Pulled it out.
So one of the things you were trying, which is just
one.
Which is the only thing.
The only thing.
So you do some murders. Who did you kill?
Somebody who... Oh, I killed somebody Mr. Silver asked me to kill. After...
The confrontation with the Locales?
Yeah, after the confrontation from the Locales.
Were they really, like, did you feel good about it? Was it awesome?
Well, yes, of course. It was particularly creative and colorful.
First of all, who was it?
Let's see. It was a good Locale that...
Oh, so it was a Locale then? That you
maybe not everybody who was wounded made it out.
Mm.
Hmm.
You could have swept up some of the...
Yeah, I did a little bit of
cleaning.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is that
mop up?
Yeah,
mop up. Yeah,
just tying up loose ends.
Not every clean job is for a janitor.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes it takes certain artistry to clean things up correctly, and so I made sure that any other sort of messes that tried to stagger their way out of Mr. Silver's establishment. The rain washed away their bloody footprints, never to be seen again.
Nice. Alright, does anyone else have any more beginning of session moves?
Oh, I also want to note that I advanced last time, and
uh-huh.
I took advanced moves to open your brain, act under fire, read a person.
Sounds great.
To let you know.
Don't you have, like, 4 barter now?
I have 5.
Meh.
Doing murders is lucrative.
You speak of?
I would know.
The book, it has some.
All I've got
I'm
is
told.
A...
Well, if you're ever interested in getting something, I hear you can drop some jingle.
All I've got is a little black dress and a cello.
A cello gun?
I had a gun
true.
For a while.
I might even have a few rounds left in it. There's probably a lot of space in the body of Storano, so...
Yeah.
I've been contemplating some things.
Although the
I
more...
To the detriment of the music.
So the more I fire, the better the cello sounds. Up to a point. And then the strings go out of tune. And I have to tighten everything back up.
Now I'm waiting for the performance where you kill people during the performance.
Don't joke, it's a John Cage composition.
So... That's
it had never been performed before the apocalypse. Things are different now.
So let's start with you, Susan. Now, as you know, Marrow says, "Okay, Caitlin, what's up?
Time out.
I'm timing out.
You only chose two moves to start with.
What? I totally chose three.
But it also says you took a move from the gunslinger.
Oh, hold on. I guess you can add an extra move.
Otherwise, it has, like, extra... It doesn't matter.
Well, gunslinger is entitled to choose three moves, so...
Yeah, it's just that you marked off that you had taken one and you advanced.
Well, then, looks like then in that case I did not choose enough starting moves.
Sorry, yeah,
usually
to interrupt.
It is just two.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, well,
the gunslinger takes three. Actually,
it's choose three. I just it says on that when you advanced, it says you took the one. So
apparently, I didn't. All
right, go on. Sorry.
So, Mero has brought you to his fortress of doom, is what I like to call it. Fortress of doom. Solitude? I don't remember which. And it is a tunnel with a table in it.
Mm-hmm.
On that table are some pens, some paper, what might be an old inkwell. I don't know where he got it. And most importantly, a fuck ton of blue rolled up paper.
Hmm.
So I've brought you here, Susan, to my fortress of solitude because the guys, I can't hear what I'm about to tell you. But
okay.
I just want to tell you this. If we're going to take out Omiwise, we're going to need plans. And I got all the plans. He takes one of the blue rolled up pieces of paper. Right here. This is a building. This is what a building looks like on the inside.
That is a plan for construction of a building.
Yes. And we will use it to deconstruct a building. Maybe not necessarily this building. The building that Omiwise is in.
That is surprisingly smart.
Yes. So, here's what we're going to do.
Is that Amy Weiss's building?
No.
It's just a random building?
Well, I figure buildings are pretty similar.
Okay.
Alright, so, here you see is the basement. We're going to come in through the basement. All skyscrapers have sewer access from the basement. Or at least this one does, because I've been to Amy Weiss's basement before. She's sealed up with concrete. We have a plan for that. Get into that later. We're going to breach there, and then we're going to climb these stairs until we hit the lobby. At which point, we will avoid the ice cream stand, which I have drawn here. It's not actually in there. And then we will take the elevator up to Omiwise, shoot her in the face. Done. Taking the building.
Why not continue up the stairs the whole way, and then we will have surprise to the very last moment?
Because we need to save our strength. The elevator makes sure that we are fresh troops when we come out at the top. But if we took the stairs, we'd be all tired. Makes a lot of sense. I know.
It kind of does.
Yeah, it does.
But how hard are stairs? For humans.
There's, like, a lot of stairs. There's at least, I think, 700 stairs or something like that, or 1,000? 25 million?
Do you know what story
the top
is on?
The top floor. Oh,
the penthouse?
Yeah, I assume there's more floors than this one, or perhaps less.
What if we were able to acquire, or you were able to acquire, an actual blueprint of her building?
Well, we have some other blueprints here if you don't like this one.
It's not that I don't like that one. That's a brilliant idea. However, inaccuracies might cause trouble with your plan.
Well, they all get stairs. I mean, I don't see a problem.
Right, but if we actually
could... too convincing.
Sure. Of course, I don't have...
It's the leverage is that he needs you for this plan.
Yeah.
He does.
That is a 9.
9. All right. Mm-hmm. So
I manipulate with cool.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to trust.
I'm going to need some concrete assurance right now. that we're going to need to get real plans.
So let me see one of those other blueprints.
Okay. Sure, I got this one.
So I'll
that one.
Point out how
this one's
like
a bank.
In one, you have to go left out of the sewers to get to the elevators, and the other you have to go right.
Well, I'm not going to remember all this crap when we're up there.
Right, but if you go the wrong way, we're definitely going to go the wrong way.
You know what? That's a good point. We need to ditch these maps entirely. They're going to get us wrong information, which is worse than no information.
That is true.
So
it's better to get actual information.
Well, I don't know if we could find these, because, like, I found these on this table. Like, right here.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was someone else's Fortress of Solitude.
This might be maps to the building directly above us.
Yeah, it probably is, actually.
Or to the bank heist they were planning.
That is almost certainly true.
Can I read a person?
Yes.
All right. That is, again, a 9.
All right. What's your question?
How can I get him to try and find some actual maps of Omi Wise's?
You need to make him believe that it's even possible to find them. Because this is the post-apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And pre-war paper is hard. It did not survive well in the wet. The acid wet.
Alright.
You know of any... You can make something up if you want. Do you know of any locations where there might be a cache of blueprints?
Actually, I'm with you up to the first four letters of that.
Okay.
The localities might have
the
information we need.
Hmm. I hear they have got a shitty computer system, though.
Yeah? Well, then I could probably hack it pretty easily or get Norman to. However, I did just advance, and I'm going to take advance 3 basic moves.
Seems good.
And I haven't actually picked what those 3 are yet. But.
Okay. So, the localities have them.
They might. They're in tight with Omi Wise, so if anyone would, it would be the Allies. Because if they had to defend her, they would know where to go.
Hmm.
And if they have an easy computer system to hack, then...
Well, we need to get a hold of one of their cars.
You could hack it from the car?
Yeah, they've got SCMODs in every car.
Okay, well...
It's a centralized system, which has its advantages, so you can, like, any police officer can know anything that they need to know at any time. They're really rich.
Yeah. So wouldn't it be easiest just to distract them? And then, if you can call down just one car,
mm-hmm.
I can take out the occupants of the car, and then we can access their computer database.
Interesting. But I'd have to find a distraction.
Right. Well,
we're going to cut scene there. Okay. As Marrow contemplates a distraction to call down a single car. You're
so,
running.
Cut to Grace running in heels through dark streets holding a cello. This is not elegant. I think I break a heel probably within the first block. And by the third block, I've kicked off one of my shoes and the other one is a flat.
You hear the heavy breathing.
Awkwardly.
You hear the heavy breathing and grunting of Wilson behind you.
Wilson?
Wilson. Wilson is a mountain of a man.
Fuck.
And
this is. Didn't Wilson kill? Oh, no.
Wilson
lost
a leg.
He lost a leg.
Yeah. He did lose a leg.
Yeah.
But some men don't give up easily. You are a squish and a thump. This is how he locomotes now.
I turn around. I guess I spin around holding the cello. What do you want from me?
A snarl of rage and lust and hate emanates from around the corner. He's getting closer. If you keep staying here, he's going to catch up with you. And one leg or no, you're not going to like it.
I think I freeze.
Would you?
Yeah, hold steady. Hold steady.
Hold steady, yeah.
Act under fire.
Act under fire, I think.
To not lose my crap here.
Yeah. I think you freeze.
No, that's a seven.
That's a seven.
I haven't highlighted. So.
So, you can freak out and run to safety, but you drop your cello. Or, you could freeze here, keep all your goods to yourself.
I freeze. I think I want to see this.
He rounds the corner. He's covered, head to toe in blood.
I raise my... I don't come any closer, and I cock the cello. That's what that looks like. I realize the thing I just said makes no sense at all.
It does if you've been listening along.
If he knew what that was or what was going to happen, he doesn't seem to notice. He stumbles at you. He's still got his gun in his hand.
Aggressive move. I think I need to roll plus safety.
Plus safety. He's a coming.
11.
Alright, so he has to reconsider what he wants in a non-violent way.
He has to express his impulse in a non-violent way.
He drops his gun, throwing it to the side, and continues to run at you.
Stop or I will shoot!
He puts his hands out, almost like a hug.
I will...
He reaches for you.
I will shoot him. And I think that is a seize by force.
Yes.
At minus four. Woo! Big bucks, no whammies. Well, that's a one.
Well, luckily, he's not going to do you anything.
And I advance.
Makes an amazing sound.
As you fire your cello gun, you hadn't really figured on how much kick an entire cello has. It is a high caliber weapon. Orchid must have been a beast to wield this thing. And you fire wild over his shoulder. He reaches up underneath you and the cello, grabs you in a hug, and just keeps running forward.
Can I read a sitch?
Yes. He is just carrying you off.
Well, that is a 10.
Alrighty, ask your questions.
My plan failed.
It's not gonna hurt you.
How do I get out of here?
Alright.
Because I'm screaming at this point.
Yes, you were screaming at this point.
There's a whole bunch of screaming. Which I'm not gonna reproduce here for the folks at home.
There.
I will.
We can just link to a YouTube video or something.
As a wolf, he may even know he can't hurt you at this point. That's why he didn't come at you with fists. If you made him think that your life was in danger, he might try to find a way to not kill you.
What should I be on the lookout for?
He is going to be trying to... You should be on the lookout for the backup that may be coming after their boss.
Which enemy is most vulnerable to me?
Interesting. I would say that his animal instincts are most vulnerable to you.
Okay, so here's the ploy, I think. The cello's pinned between us.
Mm.
One of two things is going to happen if I fire this.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps one of three things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get shot.
He's going to get shot,
or we're both going to get shot. Either way, we're probably both going to be deafened.
Mm-hmm.
I
like it so far.
I grab the trigger mechanism and I say,
you don't put me down right now, I'll shoot. And at least one of us is going to die.
He slows down slightly. He's still carrying you. Sort of. And he slows to a halt.
What do you want?
His face is drained of blood. You imagine where it's gone. You need to come with me, Grace.
I will not be captured. I will not let you take me. I will not be locked in a cell again. I can't. It would kill me. It would kill me.
Need you, Grace. We came for you before. We need you.
I pulled the trigger.
All right.
I have no idea what that is.
Roll.
Is it a roll?
Yes, it is certainly a roll.
I think there's
Wait, is it acting under fire?
It might be.
I'll allow that.
I mean, it's an action that could have consequences.
It's an action that there are interesting consequences really either way,
yeah,
right?
I think
so.
I
it
think
should be left up to the dice.
I
but
think
I don't know
acting under fire is not unreasonable. And the fire is you.
And I shoot myself. But I get XP.
As you pull the trigger, you realize that the gun was not pointing as close to him as you would have liked. You feel a stinging sensation in your leg. It almost doesn't hurt at first. Sort of curious, really. Do you want to look down on your... Well, you've still got a leg, it looks like. You would have thought a bullet hurt more than this.
How much harm do I take first?
You take only one harm. You seem to have only grazed your leg. Well, the bullet's in there, but you've hit meat. You haven't hit any vital organs. You assume, because there aren't any vital organs in your leg, but none of the major arteries were shot because you don't see any blood spurting out like that. He drops you immediately. And panics. And fumbles at your leg. He's losing blood fast. He's trying to stop the bleeding with his hands, and it's just running through him. Just between his fingers. I have to bring you in. I
shoot him again. I rotate the thing up as best I can.
That's all you don't need to roll for
okay.
that.
Okay.
As he's fumbling at your leg, press the cello against his head. He doesn't even seem to notice. All he cares about is not hurting Grace.
Curious.
You pull the trigger and that was... Wilson died saving... Well, trying to save a person's life. Your life. You killed him for it.
Now, you have to bring him back to Lively. Lively will do necromancer things and he'll show up in the next book... As Sir Robert Black.
So you're bleeding.
Yeah.
You probably should seek medical attention.
I'm not sure I am a completely moored to reality at this point.
That's true, because you just... Have you killed a man before?
No.
How did it feel?
I'm numb. In fact, I almost want to go into the maelstrom at this point.
I think that would not be unreasonable.
Seven.
All right. As again, you're bathed in light and darkness. The world around you just flush with black, and beaming onto you is a single bright spotlight. Laying there on the ground, almost pathetically, is a giant of a man with a wolf mask. Wasn't a real wolf. He was just one of their agents. You killed a man, not a monster.
I had to. I can't let them get me. I can't let them lock me up again.
All right. You can see light shining all over the city streets. You're in a back alley area, and the searchlights are peering for you. There's one on you. There's always one on you.
There's always one on me.
But they haven't all zeroed in on you. You notice a sewer grate near you. It's partially ajar. You think maybe if the light is coming from above, maybe they can't see you underground.
Yeah, I have to hide. I have to find a place to hide. I guess I sort of drag myself over to the sewer grate, pull it up, and I lower the cello down into the muck underneath, and then climb down as best I can.
I think that is where we'll hold it off.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We cut to Marrow, stark naked. He's waving a gun on the in front of the silver gold mine. Not terribly close to the silver gold mine. He's not like in shooting anyone distance.
Does he still have boots on?
He does still have boots on. He has boots, and he has a pistol, and he also has a gun. And he is waving two of those around. Susan, you like this? This is pretty good. Are you stealth right now?
Yeah.
Not for security purposes, you're just embarrassed.
No, the plan was that I was gonna... Yeah, stealth was part of the plan.
Shouting at no one in particular, a small crowd is gathered around him.
You like shooting at flying cars, maybe?
He's firing wildly into the air. If no one stops me, I'm gonna shoot people and jack off until someone stops me from doing one or both of these things. Perhaps the stealth was a good idea.
Yeah. Can I read a situation?
Read a situation. That was a great time to read a situation.
Wow, I can roll nothing but nines today, apparently.
Well, it's better than rolling nothing but sixes.
What should I be on the lookout for?
Locales. We haven't gotten to that epic tier.
Only
Locales will be descending on your location shortly, because one thing they can't stand is people threatening to masturbate and fire guns simultaneously.
I see.
That's just not... It's just not good.
Pick one, asshole.
It's just
not safe.
No multitasking.
Concentrate.
After a few minutes, your crowd grows to about 50. Mr. Silver, keep that in mind. Good for shows. I don't know if you're, like, looking at a window right now. You've probably heard the gunshots, but gunshots aren't very terribly strange.
I'm just looking outside. I like the cut of that man's jib.
Right now, vintage G.G. Allen
price
act
on
the note.
Services.
A few moments later, a single locale black flying car zooms by, oblivious of the gunfire. At this point, he's taken both hands onto his pistol. And we're not sure, based on my euphemism, what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But he does fire towards the vehicle.
That's good. I see.
It stops about 5 feet in front of him, almost as if it was going to ram him. And an incredibly red-faced young rookie steps out.
Actually, as soon as it stops...
Okay. He's going to be red-faced in a second, then, apparently.
Yeah, no, my plan is pretty simple.
All right.
It's three words. Tuna in a can.
Roll me tuna in a can.
That's
four words!
You know what? No. Let's do that. Let's do that.
With
seize
by force?
Yeah, let's seize by force, yeah.
Because I'm trying to take that car its occupants.
That's true.
With the occupants still in it. That is a 10.
A 10, eh? What do you get?
I take definite hold of it. Mm-hmm. I inflict terrible harm, and I suffer a little harm. I don't think they were expecting a surprise dolphin.
Surprise dolphin is... Do you materialize when you fire your weapon?
I'm assuming that a huge sonic attack is going to...
Be a drain on your systems.
Well, it's going to at least pull me out of stealth.
Yeah. The car begins to vibrate.
So I suppose I should have rolled for charge just to see how much I took to nothing.
The car begins to vibrate a little more than you would have liked, but it seems like you got the frequency just right to get flesh, not metal.
The second time I've used this on a locale car, so...
after about 3 seconds, you hear a satisfying... just the kind of thing you want.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the, you no longer see inside the car anymore.
That is true. All the windows are pinked out. There may have been 2 officers. It's hard to tell now. Marrow drops his gun. All right. Get to hacking.
Okay.
Man, that's a great idea. I should do this more often. Go home, people. There's nothing more to see here. You've seen pretty much everything.
I am going to open the door and step back daintily till the slurry stops pouring out.
Sort of drains. But the seats... seats are ruined.
Yeah, that's fine. And then...
the car... the interior of the car, except for being covered in a pink slime, is actually fairly well preserved. There's a little bit of cracking around the glass, but not very much. That may have been there before. You did a great job.
So what would hacking be?
Well, there's a little dashboard. Dashboard with like a tiny television screen. Mm-hmm. It might be a touch screen. You have to wipe some stuff away.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. If my manipulators aren't capacitive enough, I can always dip them in other slurry to touch the screen.
That's true. You certainly can do that. As you wipe the screen clean, a gray smiley face appears. Hello. You seem to be having some trouble. Can I help?
Yes, we need access to building schematics.
Oh, sure, buddy. I'm just going to need your badge number.
I'm going to sift through the remains and see if I can find the badge.
It is easy enough to find an object like a badge. It is one of the few things that survived. It's...
I imagine there's clothes. It's you just cleaner. Wouldn't want to wear them.
It's relatively clean because it was in a wallet. The wallet itself is not clean, obviously, but... it's only sort of a light misting, really.
I'll read off the badge number.
Oh, great! Oh, man, that's... my favorite officer. I'm so glad you're back. All right. Well, here's our database. What do you want to know, man?
Looking for building schematics. Specifically, Omiwise's complex.
Omiwise? You going to go protect her?
That's true.
Wow. That sounds like an exciting mission. This is a very shitty computer system. Very little security. People have very little computer skills, though. It's good enough security.
Yeah.
What sort of output are you rated? I seem to be having some vehicular trouble and may need to proceed on foot.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, I don't understand your question. Could you rephrase?
What kind of output can you produce this information in?
Oh, gosh, I am so sorry. I could put it on the screen, or I can print it out at the station.
I see. Please display on screen.
There is a blue screen. It was the map that Marrow had earlier.
So that actually was
Omiwise's? Absolutely no skill on his own.
Or was it?
All right. Did he just want to wave around a gun naked on a street corner?
Seems good.
It's hard to tell. Well, it was... anyway. Marrow leans into the car, puts an arm around you.
Looks like you did a good job there.
Yep, did a great distraction work. Oh,
that's
wow.
Not what I was referring to, but fine. Tell me, helpful AI, what other information do I have security clearance for at this juncture?
Well, you can know, all of it. Oh, man, you could do, a zillion things. It lists off a bunch of extremely boring things, knowing how many cigarette cases are locked up in evidence, things like that.
Sure. Can I generate new credentials?
Well, no, you'd have to be, Wilson to do that.
Ah. But I thought you said you were my favorite.
Yeah.
Or I was your favorite.
Well...
That was a slip of the tongue. You're my favorite. I shouldn't have told you that.
I'm your favorite?
You are my favorite AI.
Norman's gonna get jealous. Can Norman get jealous?
Norman can get jealous.
That's fine.
Well, I guess if I'm your favorite, I could not. Can't fool me. Much.
Could I, open my brain to try and extract useful information from this?
Now would be a great time to open your brain.
Or, put in a backdoor or something along those lines. Well, that's a 9.
You're a monster.
It's true.
Mara would help you, but she wouldn't like it.
No, that's fine.
Pretty sure inserting his penis into the computer is not going to help that.
He's got another thing. He's got two things.
It is a touch screen.
It's right into the audio jack.
Oh.
Anyway. I will.
So, when you prod it a little bit, do you have one of your fingers pops up and there's a little jack insert you got up
there? Yeah, there's probably they're not really fingers anyway, so it might just be on the side a little panel opens up and a little prong shoots out and I can R2-D to it.
You can now get into the actual code. The extremely helpful AI was great and all, but it was slow and it couldn't do a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, it was getting in the way at a certain point, as you saw there. Now, at this point, you can try to get into the systems a little bit deeper, get beyond your basic credentials.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to stray from the XP path, and I'm going to ask Norman for help.
All right, Norman, away.
And Trinary, I better mention that I was just befriending the device, and Norman is still my favorite. Come on.
You're terrible at this job.
Yeah, that's a 5. Norman has his own agenda. Or her own agenda.
Oh, he is your favorite? It's not like I haven't been with you the whole time.
It's true.
You didn't even turn me on until, 3 weeks ago.
Mission priority didn't demand it.
Whatever.
What do you want? Can you do anything to this inferior device?
Can I do anything to this inferior device? Yeah, I can rewrite this shit. What do you want?
Well, if we're gonna be coming in, it might be nice if we could extract any information about the localities for later use, and or put in back doors so we can access and or control their vehicles. Any of this sound doable?
Alright, let me take a look. There's a circle bar. There's some loading going on. Boop. It looks like we can't control their cars, but we probably can put on a thing where if they are trying to access some information, we can block that. We could put a couple of blocks on, and it wouldn't necessarily be suspicious. Is there any sort of thing that you'd like to block?
Perhaps us. Yes. And or their investigation into the previous disappearing car. And or this disappearing car.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they got paperwork, but, yeah. Boop.
Do you have any suggestions for my next course of action here?
Yeah. I think what we're going to need to do, we'll download these schematics. I can make it a 3D view, and then you can navigate a little bit better in there.
Seems good.
I can also do some predictions of where soldiers might be clustered. I'm pretty talented at that, really.
It's true. That's why you are actually my favorite,
yeah.
Even though I was lying to the AI.
You better have been.
I was.
All right.
Don't be mad at me, Norman.
This time, Susan. Yeah, one.
Are we good?
Yeah. Woo! Norman shuts off.
I'm assuming the car shuts off, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, buddy, did you get what you needed?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
We should be able to navigate the place in 3D now.
Yeah, we're not gonna do it in 2D.
Yes, you're right. That would be dumb.
Yeah.
Who wants a free car? It's a little messy, but it flies good.
Hey,
let's get out of here.
Group of people. Like a bunch of sausages fling themselves into the open doors. This is a very expensive car.
It's true.
All right, you, Silver. You heard that Omiwai is sending her daughter down to your establishment. Crazy daughter from the wastes lives out there with the acid rain. Did you tell Man to keep an eye out for her?
Franklin, no. I'm just not that worried about her.
Makes sense. I mean, she can't hurt you, so sending your daughter down can't be an issue.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. Where are you right now?
Well, actually, I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost a large portion of my act.
You have.
And I just saw a transfixing young gentleman outside, and I was
thinking I'd go out and wait for him to be done with the car full of viscera, so that perhaps I could talk some business with him.
Episode title: Car Full of Viscera.
Part two.
Viscera.
Well, he and his giant robot dolphin are stalking off. Right afterwards, towards deeper into the city.
Well,
you want to try to flag him down?
Yes, I'm gonna grab my umbrella quick like on the way out and hot foot it down the street.
Well, as you race past him and the gawkers, because let's be fair, there's a reason Marrow chose to do his act as he chose. Very
yes.
Talented. And he's got his arm around Susan, and they're walking off, very thrilled with themselves.
Susan! Susan!
Oh, boy.
Wake up!
Do you know Silver?
I do.
That is... Well, that's pretty cool. I'm kind of a fan of Silver.
Let's, find somewhere quiet and we can get out of the street.
Sure, sure. Marrow turns to you and then goes into a dark alleyway.
As does Susan.
Keep on coming.
He takes long, prideful swinging steps. His legs don't swing. You find him in the alleyway. Like what you see here.
Looking him dead in the eyes.
Eyes up here.
Those eyes. Dead in those eyes.
Yes.
Son?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to say, I like your style.
I like my style, too.
I have not seen any such entertainment in all my years.
I did it last Thursday. Not here.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. What I want to talk about is business.
Hmm.
You see, if you... Like you said, you did that last Thursday. And here you are again doing it right in front of my establishment. And I can't help but notice that it's drawing an awfully large crowd.
It does that.
People would pay to see an act like that.
People would pay to see my penis.
Well, not just your penis. Your sheer unbridled creativity. See, you strike me as an artist. An artist in a theater of the absurd.
And yes, and my brush is my penis.
Well, if you must. Well, you know, it's certainly, it's a fine brush. But, what sorts of canvases do you paint with that? You know, I'm into other...
Generally speaking, some fairly unsavory young ladies is my regular canvas. But obviously he's using the police cars and city streets. I'm not a stranger to.
Because, you know, there are slightly more savory young ladies who might pay a pretty penny for the man who puts on performances at the Silver Gold Mine.
So you want to pay me to do what I love. You want to give me money for me to do the only thing that I care for. Is that it?
Seems like a pretty good deal to me.
No way.
What if
my father said, if you put a price on something you love, then it becomes work. And I would hate to hate jacking off in public.
Son, I want you to think about what I've said here. The Silver Gold Mine can offer a venue for the thing you love, exposing, if you will, your art to this entire community. And in addition, it will offer you a livelihood. No more small-town crimes, unless you would like to. It certainly wouldn't bother me.
No more small-time crimes, oh my.
Only big-time performance. And that is a 9, with my concrete assurance of a job.
Can I try and help? Because this seems like a useful thing.
Yeah.
You have to say what you're doing.
Yeah, what are you doing? You gotta do it to do it.
This sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
Well,
that's a great idea. Unfortunately, that's a 6. I didn't help at all.
I think really the deal breaker was the hot chicks. That is not Meru's thing.
Yeah.
He only likes, you know.
All right.
Specific narrow taste.
You've got a deal, but I've got some ground rules. First and foremost, you will not pay me. Second, I will come to your establishment when I please, where I please. Third, you will not place savory young ladies in front of me. 4, you will place unsavory young ladies in front of me. They don't necessarily literally have to place them. They can be put there, or they can come under their own power. I will.
I'll accept your terms under one condition.
We have 5 conditions if this happens.
Yes. You need to bring some of your friends.
I don't think they can do what I can do.
No. They don't need to do what you can do. You are...
I have a unique talent.
Yes. You are a very talented man. And your friends... I've seen your face around here.
You've seen more than that.
I've seen more than that. But last time I saw your face, it was in a strapless black jacket.
Well, the face wasn't.
It was above a strapless black jacket.
That's more likely.
So I know that you associate with a criminal element.
I am a criminal element.
Who might be interested in some gladiatorial combat work.
You want my boys to shoot each other?
Well,
kill each
just
other?
To toss each other around a bit.
They could get hurt. I love my boys.
Yes, but I'd...
I would be willing to, if they would like it, pay them. I don't have to pay them if they don't want to be
they
paid.
They're not purists like myself. They would probably accept payment.
Exactly. So, I just want you to help me put the word out to your twigers.
Tigers. It's spelled with a W, but you don't actually pronounce it.
I'm a southern gentleman. You pronounce the silent W.
South of what?
Calm down.
Southern gentleman.
Exactly.
But you know what?
Let it be known to your friends that there is good fighting. Can be clean.
Clean? Could it be dirty? I think they
can
prefer,
be dirty.
I think they prefer dirty.
Dirty fights are fine as well. To be had at Silva's Gold Mine. Put the word out. He said, putting his finger directly in that pie. And that was a 12 to,
He jumped slightly.
So, I need some new gladiators, and on a 10 up, it shows up at my establishment for me like magic.
Is that what you got?
It is what I got. I got a 12.
Wonderful. Well, you know what, Mr. Silver? I think they'll like that. We're gonna go kill Omi-wise, take your stuff, but we will be doing that next.
Son, my new favorite person. And I can't wait to see you when you decide you want to jack off and wave a gun around some more.
Well, that's the two of us.
I shake his hand.
There's Viscera.
That's fine. Press a doing business.
He walks off very pleased with himself.
As what do I, stroking my beard and realizing I'm getting... go take a shower.
You have been sitting out there all day. It is near lunchtime. Out in front of Silver Gold Mine. You are ready to go in there and get your lunch. But your replacement is not there yet. What the hell is going to take them so long? Oh, wait. Hugo's dead.
What am I going to do to eat food? Is there anyone else around who can take my shift?
Well, let's see. You've got a pretty skeleton crew. I don't think Mr. Silver's thought this through. You might end up having to leave your post for a second if you wanted to grab lunch.
Well, I can't do that. Rules are rules.
That's true. Rules
scene
are...
Scene over!
Nope. This is the setup. Things have been going pretty well today. People have been giving up their guns very quickly for some reason. It seems to have gotten around that you may be a horrifying lead farmer. You may have killed 20 or so men by yourself.
With a gun.
And, well, people have just been basically throwing guns at you all day. This is great. Never been more successful.
It has made things very easy for me. Has. It's been pleasant. It's been a good day. Except for the rumble in my tummy.
The rumble in your tummy is unfortunate.
You know, it's the kind that only violence or sandwiches can satiate.
What are you, the heavy?
I was thinking more of Carl from Llamas with Hats.
I'm not familiar.
When you got a hankering for hands, you know.
Well, a extremely inebriated, also equally well-armed woman in a brown, acid-drenched and stained and cut combat jacket walks up to you. Hey, I'm Autumn. And I'm going to go in there.
Okay, that's fine, but I'll need your gun.
No, I was supposed to go in here, and I'm going to bring this gun. It's just beat to shit. It looks like it's been out there in the rain, just It may not even fire at this point.
I'm going to still seize it by force. No, you got to give it to me. And I succeed on it.
That's an 11.
Yeah.
You, well, what do you choose? What do you choose?
You know what I do? I definitely I seized up in a hold of it, one. And I suffer a little harm, and I impress, dismay, or frighten her.
You yank it out of her hand. Whoa! You just holding it, sort of,
just by the barrel.
Like it's a lead pipe.
Yeah, no, or like, no, or like, you know, like when you have like a cat toy or something.
Hey, give. You're strong.
I am.
Give me my gun back, and I'll shoot you.
I can't.
Hey! Oh, I'm gonna go in now.
That's okay, because you're unarmed. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna make you sorry when I get my gun and shoot you.
Well, I would be sorry about that, but since you've threatened me, and I know that you're gonna try and do it, and I have your gun right now, that's kind of an empty threat, so I don't really mind.
Okay. Autumn stumbles into the silver gold mine.
There isn't like a drunkenness limit as far as I'm like an entry limit.
No.
Yeah. Okay, just check.
Let drunks in. They're easy money.
All right. Have
That's
fun.
That's a rule with a number.
A few hours later, she stumbles out, holding the biggest sandwich you've ever seen. She has taken a single tiny bite of it. This sandwich is shit. I paid a lot of money for this sandwich. It is terrible.
Well, I'm sorry. It's a terrible sandwich.
Yeah,
At first I wanted the sandwich, but then you said it was terrible and I don't anymore.
Yeah, it's shit. Give me my gun back now.
Okay. Now, you said you were gonna shoot me and make me sorry.
What? That doesn't sound like me.
Well, I can promise it was you, because you said it.
Oh, that doesn't make sense. She's really slurring her words. And right through the gash, the acid-line gash.
Yeah, I'm gonna read her.
You read with hard, and that is a cock die.
Well, that's a 6.
This woman is truly drunk and not drunk.
Not drunk, definitely not Omi Wise's daughter.
Yeah.
Well. I think you've learned your lesson.
I have. Here, have this terrible sandwich.
I don't want the terrible sandwich. You can put down the terrible sandwich.
She throws the floppy sub sandwich onto the ground, spilling into many smaller sandwiches.
And
if you were to use non-bread to make sandwiches.
And here's your gun back. I noticed that it was modified kind of a weird way. I think it's broken, so I fixed that for you.
You fix? No, it was supposed to be like that.
No, I think it was broken.
She looks down the barrel. No, it's definitely broken. What do you think? Wait, take a look.
That's silly. That's not how you inspect it.
She drops her smile on her drunk, stiffens immediately, and levels the gun at your head.
What I'm gonna do is I'm going to try and do my reflexive thing, which is to knee the person in the balls.
Sure.
That is an 8.
That's an 8. Alright, well, what are your picks? Shovel cannot be your pick.
I inflict terrible harm.
Yep. Anything else? You got 2. I think.
Except for a little harm.
Yeah,
I do have 2.
Yeah.
But first, let's start with I inflict terrible harm.
You bring your knee up, crushing her pelvic bone. Hear a crunch. She's lifted a few feet off the ground. There are gasps from people who are still around from Mero's exhibit. She was wearing armor, so you probably didn't kill her. Fuck! She fires the gun at basically the same time, but it just goes wild. It drops out of her hands. You killed my brother, you asshole! I'm gonna fucking kill you if it's the last thing I do! She sits there just holding her crotch. Her whole body is just bent at a weird angle. You think you might have... Well, the spine's probably not supposed to go that way.
She's clearly cranky because she didn't finish her sandwich. And you shouldn't be drinking that much on an empty stomach.
I wasn't drinking, you fucking idiot! She pulls a knife from a sheath on her leg.
Okay, once again, I'm going to try a seize by force.
I'll do.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to grab her arm and twist it to break her, dislocate her shoulder. And that is a 9.
Same as before?
Yeah.
Well, her arm is of no use anymore. As you grab it to dislocate her shoulder, you certainly do that. Pull it right out of the socket. Obviously the arm isn't, pulled off of the body, but there's not really bone connecting that, and it hangs limply by the side. She passes out, bleeding on the floor in front of you. She's
what
really,
a day.
She's really pretty now that you look at it.
And I am feeling kind of hungry.
You are feeling kind of hungry. I'm going to need you to roll cool.
Oh, I didn't even have to do anything.
I'm pretty cool, though. That's 13.
You're hungry, but she ate a terrible sandwich. She probably tasted like a terrible sandwich.
Probably. And that's really not cool.
It's not cool.
Eating people's not cool. It's I'm pretty sure it's against the rules.
It's against the
rules? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. What rule is that? What number?
I'm not sure I thought about that yet.
Rule 37.
Rule 37. Oh, wow, one of the early ones. Don't eat people.
Well, no, it was don't eat uncooked human flesh. This wasn't having to do with... Specifically, it's don't eat uncooked flesh. It doesn't matter what kind of meat it is, it's just like not.
You were just
sanitary.
Sampling around in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then,
and it's clearly under
raw
that.
Meat.
Yeah, it's clearly under the umbrella of don't eat raw meat.
Alright.
And a living meat that's like super rare,
That's true.
That's true.
That's very true. Alright. So, we cut to Mero and Susan, deep in the underground tunnels. Mero's found his clothes. Alright. So, now we got the maps, which apparently we had before. But, we had no way of knowing that.
It's true.
Alright. So, here's the plan. We're gonna go here, underneath the underground entrance from the sewers to Omi Wise's skyscraper. She has this. I used to hang out in her sub-basement. Filled it up with concrete.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a plan. And it involves you.
Does it involve explosives?
As he points, he drops the map. He forgot to hold it. He's very intent on pointing. Alright, it doesn't involve explosives. It involves something better. I hear you've got a sonic weapon.
It won't hurt concrete.
It won't?
No.
Really? Not even if it's got, rebar in it?
No.
Huh.
Now, if you encased someone in concrete, I could probably hurt that person, but if you're encased in concrete, you're probably dead anyway, so that wouldn't really be very helpful.
I was going through the front.
Could do that.
Because, at a certain point, we're going to go into the lobby anyway. We might as well go into the front. It does make a lot of sense. And it cuts out the whole exploding the underground area, because we might want to keep that sealed off in case.
Yeah.
When we take it, when we take the tower. I'm liking this plan.
So
Jackson pokes his head around the corner. Everything all right over there, you two?
Yeah, we're just discussing plans.
All right, he's not talking about going the front door again, right?
Why?
Well, shut up. We lost, like, 5 guys last week trying that exact stupid plan.
Hmm.
Apparently, people are ready to shoot people who are coming in the front.
That's true. That's usually how...
I told you they were going to have a guy in there shooting people. How was I supposed to know they were going to have a guy in there shooting people? We weren't in there to know.
From the information I got from the computer, there probably are going to be quite a few people in the lobby. So just walking in unprepared might not be the best idea. However, okay. I have an idea.
Okay.
Assuming I can receive... we can wait long enough for me to get a shipment. It might be possible to retro-configure my suit to enable us to just go in the front and not be worried at all.
Well, how long would that take?
Because
I was kind of hoping to have this, like, today.
Yeah.
Got a lot of plans around that.
Give me a few minutes to report in, and I'll see what I can do. I can't make any promises, but...
All right.
Assuming I can get permission, they might be able to supply it quickly.
Okay. Actually, you know, I was thinking, like, A, resupply and retrofit? So, you got contact to other dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat. Can I talk to them?
That probably would not be wise.
Well, what's wrong with that? I like dolphins.
I'm a people person. Can you speak trinary?
No, but you can speak me. English words.
I have a translator.
Yeah, well, they gotta have a translator too.
No, it's equipped into the suit.
And they're not wearing their suits wherever they are.
Deep under the sea.
Mm.
Well, no, they probably they're
not wearing... in space at all.
Well, what's
regardless,
a...
that would fall outside of mission parameters.
Let's get a projection, like, give me a timeline for this. Like, is this going to happen today?
Give me 15 minutes and I can find out. And then we can proceed either way.
Fold his arms. Would you like to maybe...
Read a person?
Read a person or...
Seems good.
Persuade someone or something like that? Either of those
seem
good. I have
a move list around here somewhere.
I'll roll first and see what happens.
Well, I was trying to decide whether seduce or manipulate or read. I'll read him, see if unless you think manipulation is more appropriate for the situation.
Whatever you want.
I'll read a person. That is a 9.
What's your question?
What is he really feeling?
Marrow. Right now, he is in a mood to kill. He's in a mood to get his own people killed and to take lives.
Mm-hmm.
He's not necessarily interested in the overall success of the plan. He's mostly interested in the carnage.
I see.
He's not going to be making the wise tactical decisions.
All right, Meryl. Let me report in. If I can get it expedited, it's fine. If not, we'll just go with your plan.
All right. Well, we'll see that. I'll give you a good 15 minutes. He leans back in the chair. He's not a very nice chair. It's a little wooden thing. Very rickety. It looks like it's probably going to break if he keeps doing it. But he just keeps doing it. Mm-hmm. Rocks back and forth. Whistles.
I'll move off a little
He's
bit.
He's waiting for you.
Yeah, no, I'll move off a little bit and I'll call in.
You're checking in early.
Good. I was afraid I was checking in late. It's been a little while.
We didn't expect you until you had secured the underground.
Oh, I have secured the underground.
Oh?
Pretty much.
Why only pretty much?
Well, the leader is basically eating out of my hand at this point. He's all set to go and attack one of the other major powers in the area, Omi-wise.
So
but his plan is likely suicidal.
That sounds like a great thing.
It kind of does, but if he gets himself killed, then we no longer have access to him as a tool. If, on the other hand, he succeeds, then he will theoretically feel some gratitude toward us, correct?
This is the Marrow you spoke of earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He does seem likely to betray his kind, perhaps for
he's
the right price.
Very. I'm not sure right now he isn't intent on leading all his people into a suicide charge just for the bloodshed.
Now that's a fair bit more disturbing.
True.
I'm not sure we could use an asset like that.
So, let him fail?
I would be inclined to say letting Marrow fail would be a good use of our resources, by which I mean, of course, not using any resources. However, how many men does he command?
I'm assuming I've got some kind of number.
Yeah,
I'll tell him.
It's about 30.
It's in the report.
Paltry.
They are not well organized, so I'm not sure that these numbers are exact, but this is what I've been able to estimate with Norman's help.
30 operatives would be very useful. These groups we've found sometimes can become very compliant. Some of them even worship us. We've had a couple of incidents like that where agents have gone rogue in those situations, but I'm sure you could handle a little native appreciation.
What if Mara had a bit of an accident during the incursion and second in command, say Johnson, who is slightly more reasonable but also possibly more malleable, were to take
Jackson.
Over?
It's Jackson. That's fine. That might be a better thing. We certainly can use human spies, and as long as they aren't led by this bloodthirsty madman, I can't imagine the issue. Go ahead with his plan.
Okay.
Try not to get them all killed. Do you need any special supplies for this?
I was thinking if you could send me a replacement for the main weapon. It's been moderately effective, but it's so messy, and I think people might start picking up on it eventually.
Hmm.
Plus, it is not very effective against anyone who is not in a vehicle or in other tight enclosed space.
That's true. It was a very specialized tool.
It's true. But I think at this point, stealth is less of an option.
Alright.
So,
well, we will drop it off at the usual point.
Is there any way you could expedite it so I have it available for in case things go as south as I suspect they will with Mara's plan?
I could pull some strings. But I'd need your support on a little something.
Of course.
Good.
I'm assuming that this something would be within mission parameters, or is this a special?
Of course. This is, well, I can't get it into it over a non-secure line.
Put the details in with the impulse projector. I'm sure we'll be fine.
That is acceptable. John out.
Susan out. Alright.
So?
Does that count as resupply?
Yeah.
Alright. I am taking the biodisruption impulse projector instead of the high energy resonator.
What does it do?
Nothing that exciting. It's 5 harm, close, far, area allowed.
So,
oh.
What does it do?
It obliterates everybody.
No, I mean, I get that, but what is it? I mean, does
it's
it just,
a biodisruption impulse projector.
So it just explodes people because they're alive?
Something like that. It projects biodisruption impulses.
Yes. there's no further, like...
I think it might be like an electrical thing, like it fires off little spindles of shock that just get you right in your nervous system.
Mm.
It's like an EMP for people.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll buy that.
That's gross.
Okay.
Not that it's up to me, but...
Seems good. Now, of course, I'm down to 2 ammo left, so I'm going to have to get another resupply before I can use it a third time, but...
It's fine.
And... also, food might be an issue soon.
All right.
So yeah, I'll tell Mero that we should be good to go. And
I don't even know what it was.
This is keyboard.
Okay.
We have a couple more scenes, and I think
she didn't actually touch whatever it was.
We're gonna break after that.
Sounds good.
So.
Yeah.
Get you in a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think the next thing we want to do is, So, you're still pretty hungry.
Yeah, I haven't really had anything to eat. And that sandwich is probably poisoned.
Probably is.
I think I should probably do something with this person, though.
Yeah. Oh, wow. No rule on... There's probably a rule on disposing of the body.
Well, she's not dead.
I suppose she isn't dead yet.
And she, you know... I mean, like, I've gotten rid of the problem.
You have. Sort of unsightly, though.
Well, she's just a drunk. Even if she said she wasn't drunk, all drunk people say they're not drunk. Never listen to a drunk person when they say they're not drunk.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Rule 184. So, what's your plan with this young lady over here?
Well, I think it broke her pelvis.
Yes.
I
think that is a fair thing
to
say.
We might need a doctor.
A doctor?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dr. Lively is a doctor.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He's a good doctor. He helped me out. Sorted me out right quick.
Can I say where I am? Later? No. Alright, good.
Do you want to just be like...
Yeah, you can just show up.
Yeah.
No, I want to be at a place.
Okay.
Or just have, like, a little vignette.
Okay.
Alright.
That's fine. That's right. So, you gotta bring this to Dr. Lively.
Well, I can't just leave the door. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to get some other drunk person. Go find Lively. And we have a injury. We have this woman, she got her pelvis broken in an accident where I need her in it. And that needs to be fixed. So, we have a doctor.
Joe. Wildly drunk that he is. Oh, what?
Get Lively, bring here.
Where's Lively?
Around probably this vicinity, like in the building of the medical mine. You could ask Mr. Silver, too.
Joe cranes his tiny neck around. like this vicinity? You know what? No. Inside.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Go do that. I have to guard the door so more people don't come in.
Joe waddles off back into the establishment. His extremely extravagant bald spot. I'd be extravagant because he has managed somehow to bald only in the very, very top area. He's got full hair. Except for the very top of his head.
But there's like no fade into it.
There's no
it's
fade.
It's just like...
It's almost as if someone shaved, but there's still some wisps in there.
It's just like a really weird monk thing.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like there's just a donut, but the center, there's still like a donut hole of hair in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then like this is completely full, and then this is completely full.
Yeah.
The apocalypse does strange things to people.
Yeah.
It does strange things to people.
It's not like a healthy Friar Tuck.
Mm. So, Joe waddles towards the bars there. Anyone in the bar?
Lively. Is out back hand feeding the death bears all of the meat he's collected by killing the localics and trying to teach them tricks, although it's not working as well as he'd like.
Hand feeding
the bears. A short,
created rapport with them.
5'10" or 4'10" or so man waddles out around a corner. Hey, are you Dr. Lively?
Who's asking?
Joe
who?
I don't have a second name. I've only got the one thing.
Names are expensive.
What do you want, Joe? I happen to be in the middle of a task.
Oh, you're feeding giant love bears, I see.
Well, these aren't love bears. I don't think they'd take kindly to that, but...
No, I don't mean to be telling tales, but I've had a few love bears in my time. That looks like a love bear.
Well, I'm not going to contest that.
All right. Well, there's an extremely well-armed gentleman out front asking about a Dr. Lively.
I'm going to read him.
This is a good time to read someone.
Yeah, and I read people with weird... So, it's still only a 6.
Mm. Oh.
Can I assist you with my existence?
Your existence? Yeah.
It's hard to tell what's going on with this guy. He doesn't seem like he knows entirely what happened, or...
He's extremely drunk.
He might not even be able to point out the guy who told him to go do his task.
Uh-huh.
If called upon it. Well, he's a fighter.
And he wanted... What did he want from me?
Something about a sandwich and a corpse.
Oh, that's probably man. Alright.
Alright, well, you go on. I'll finish up here.
Alright.
Here.
As you
feeding them a different kind of meat, I
yes.
As you turn the corner,
be
you hear
careful,
a
dear Jill.
Bear's roar, squeal of something.
Are there love bears now?
Well,
maybe.
Must love bears.
I'll tell Mr. Silver to put it on your tab, Joe. Anyway, so yeah, I go and find man.
I broke this woman's pelvis.
Well, good for you, son.
I know that you're a doctor, and this crazy woman, she's so drunk. She says she's not drunk, but don't believe her. She tried to pull a gun on me, and then she said she wasn't really drunk, but she was before, and she didn't... I fixed the gun, and she wasn't even appreciative of it. She tried to shoot me,
mm-hmm.
And I think she would have succeeded... Because then she knifed me, or tried to knife me,
hmm.
So, like, if she had a third thing, she probably would have gotten me just to, like, from the laws of chance. But that was not the case, and instead I did this to her body.
Ah. Oh, yes. Wow.
And it just seemed like something that someone should do something about, because alcohol thins your blood.
Yes.
And she's bleeding.
Ah, yes.
A lot.
Okay, well, the first thing I'll do is... Actually, so here's a question. Does deep brain scan, it says a character. Does that
matter? Any piece of NPC.
Alright, I'm gonna lean down and take her temperature by feeling her forehead. Right, man? I'm just going to take her temperature by feeling her forehead with my glove. It's a special glove.
Temperature glove.
Temperature glove. So that's a 9.
A 9, eh? Well, tell me what happens on a 9.
I hold one and ask questions one for one, so I get one question.
All right. Show me her. Or ask me your question.
Let's see. In what ways are the character's mind and soul vulnerable? And in so doing, get to know Autumn a little bit better. Because I don't know who she is. I don't think Silver told me that a wasteland woman's coming.
You press a little bit into her brain, mm-hmm. prodding around in there, and you feel such grief and hate. Mm. It consumes her. It's her only thought. The object of that is man. You get that maybe he killed someone close to her.
Interesting.
I have killed a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm sure. Could be anybody, really.
Yeah. It really could be anyone.
It really could be anybody. So, man, do you know this woman outside of having met her just today? Do you know anything? Did she tell you she was somebody's friend?
Nope. Just that she wasn't drunk. And then first... Oh, she said that the sandwich was disgusting.
Ah, well, they are.
So, maybe she was angry at the sandwich guy.
And she tried to shoot you because she was angry at the sandwich.
Well, you know, sometimes you're just having a bad day and you lash out.
Yes. True enough. Alright, well, I'll, go get the angel. What was his name again? I forget his name. I don't think I have it written down.
Wasn't he Doc?
Yeah, Doc. Right. Well, I,
And it's not really... Well, yeah, you can use either.
Yes, well, my, I think that this case is easy, and I think that Doc can probably handle it. I don't need to waste my time and expertise on something that's just a fractured pelvis and dislocated arm, so I'm going to go get him, and then he'll decide what to do with whoever this woman is that seems to hate you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. She started it.
Hmm. All right.
You know what? We could have a scene in the sewers where we could have that flashback with Hugo.
Sure, we could do the flashback with Hugo.
Will you play this being the last scene?
Yeah. So this could be a flashback with Hugo.
Yeah, and then we could take care of everybody meeting up in the sewers next time. If that's alright.
Yeah, that's totally
fine. Alright. So, when does Hugo return? Because he sort of disappeared, and then when I escaped from Lamprey's place...
Mm-hmm.
I came back and I asked after him, and he was still missing.
Hugo had been looking for you for a while, and he thought, because... Well, we can have that scene. He'd been out looking for you.
Yeah.
So, he came back to the Silver Gold Mine a few days before the shootout, and he found you. Would you be probably in your sanctuary?
Probably, yeah. Who is it?
It's me, Hugo.
Hugo! Oh my god! And I run to the door, and I unlatch it, and throw the door open.
He wraps you up in his big, strong, little hairy arms.
Oh, where have you been?
I was looking for you. God, I thought you were dead.
I almost was. It was horrible.
Lamprey told me you escaped and I've been looking for you all over town.
Yes. He was going to do something terrible to me with torture. I don't... And then Lively showed up.
Lively?
Yes, Lively.
Lively showed up?
Yes.
What, to do terrible things to you?
Okay, I... Damson...
Was he also doing terrible things?
No, Damson tried to save...
God, it's just...
Damson tried to save me, and then... Then Lamprey... just... killed him, I think. And then I ran away, and then I ran into Lively. We had to go back and find my things... And I was trapped in a room.
You were should. You're lucky to be alive. You went back in there. God, you're so stupid.
How could you say that?
He could have killed you, and then where would I be?
Where would you be?
Without you is where.
What about me?
You didn't think about me for a second when you were going back in there.
Hugo, what the? What the hell is wrong with you? Have you been drinking again?
That's not really your business.
I think it's my business. What about me?
What, you think you can just throw away your life if you feel like it? Is that your idea? Does that sound good in your little brain there?
You don't think you can throw away your life? You know what? Lively is 10 times the man you are.
Yeah!
He straightens up. It looks like he means to shove you. Maybe punch you, strike you.
10.
He raises his hand.
Get out of my room. You are not welcome.
I looked for you.
I was here the whole time. Because Lively had the forethought to come look for me and not wait till I escaped.
Yeah, well. He turns. You can see tears. His eyes, as he fights to not show them to you. He storms out, slams the door closed behind him. He'll probably come around.
And I think I just walk back to the bed, sort of sink down on it, and it's not been a good week.
Alright.
Yeah. Good scene.
Well, sure. Good scene.
Yeah. Sometimes all you need is a little vignette. End of sessions?
Yeah. So, does anyone have any special end of session moves? Anyone at all? Anyone? No one has any end of special moves that are special.
I know of.
I know.
I don't think I do.
I am going to take...
Anyone who's dexterous, perhaps. Filled with grace.
Oh, well, I mean, I have the normal HX stuff. But...
You have the abnormal HX stuff.
But, yeah,
the
abnormal
extra move I'm taking is Blood Crazed.
Blood Crazed.
Which is plus one harm. And also, I leveled this session, so I need to figure
out
what...
His fists are 3 harm. He has 3 harm fists.
Only in battle.
No, that's not how Blood Crazed works.
Oh, I thought you counting if he counts as a gang?
No, I'm talking about if he counts as a gang, his fists are 4 harm.
Anyway.
Wow.
Let me see.
And he can carry guns.
Double kill an NPC.
He can kill... He has armor piercing. 5 harm without doing extra damage. It could be up to 6 harm, armor-piercing rounds. that are that can be fired into a crowd. He can kill a medium gang.
That makes me feel better.
By himself.
Or a crowd of PCs.
Well, you do remember that the gunlugger is always the baddest ass. That's the gunlugger's job. You know what? Lively, you're a good person. You get to my plus one
Thank
with
you.
Me.
Dearest Grace.
Oh, this is my...
I'm 10 Hugos in one little body.
You are. With moist,
one
sort of
moist,
plump, slimy
plump
little body.
Little body.
I'm indifferent towards Susan. And I think I'm indifferent towards Mr. Silver. But if man hadn't shot the crap out of that guy, probably wouldn't have been able to take him down. Mm-hmm. So I think man's a good person for having softened him up
Finally.
Enough that I survived that mess. I saw his handiwork there.
So it turns out I'm bad at math, and I'd actually only had 4 advances, so instead of advancing moves, I'm becoming less weird.
Mm. Less not weird.
I'm unweird now.
Okay.
Are you at 3 or did you flip?
For you?
Yeah.
I just flipped to 4.
Okay, so
yeah.
I owe you a secret.
Yep.
And my secret is this. You have always been my backup plan.
Whoa! Shit!
That's beautiful.
You're nice enough when you're not being strange, and I string you along because I know you're in love with me.
Got him on the hook.
But, you know,
what a bitch.
Hugo's not all that reliable, as we've seen. And I'm still not entirely sure what to think of Lively.
You love me.
But it's always nice to have the little puppy dog who is a monster, who is actually an enormous wolf, in your back pocket. But you're always the last resort, because God forbid I should... No, that's just wrong. You're a little child.
Oh.
But I need that reassurance. I need to know you're still there. So I just, you know, just enough.
Just friendly enough to keep me...
Keep your options open.
Keep you on a leash. Yep.
Am I?
Grace is always safety-centric.
I'm gonna take moonlighting, so...
Moonlighting?
Ooh,
my
cool.
Are you gonna do mass murders for 6 martyrs?
Alright, so I'm done with my HX. Who else has HX to do?
Everybody.
Alright, yeah. Joanna.
This man knows me a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I think so.
I had to say somebody. You know that I can take people's temperature with my super glove.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.